Better turn it off.
E B F N.
What? Oh.
Oh yeah, Buenos just put out chips. It's the Evidence-Based Fiction Network Radio. You, if you follow the news at all, I'm sure you've been hearing about Mr. Wilson, that's what they call him, and he is the first dolphin who has, where they've fully decoded, translated or decoded. I don't know if they talk in code, but it's translated into English. He's the first dolphin. Mr. Wilson is the first dolphin. Okay, listen, this is a complicated topic, and it's kind of throwing me off because this is historic. Mr. Wilson is the first dolphin to have full communication with humans, back and forth, two-way communication, thanks to computers and tube amplifiers and various other things, walkie-talkies and submergible microphones. Even certain types of dental equipment have been used. And dolphin to English speech is now here. Forget it. Forget it's a possibility. It's here. We are very happy, very proud to have Mr. Wilson here. First time he's talked to people for an extended interview. Got to make sure I sound good for him. To be honest, I'm kind of a little bit nervous about this one. But anyway, here's Mr. And first, Mr. Wilson, and am I pronouncing your name right? Okay, it sounded like there was a more of a Wilson Like it was more like a, I don't know. We'll just, you know, I don't speak, I'm not going to speak perfect dolphin language. What do you call your language anyway, by the way? Just, well, I'm not saying it's not my business, but it's, like, anyway, okay. Well, let's move on to, so Mr. Wilson, that's close enough. Okay. I've heard you are, strangely, recently kind of a movie buff. Because, what? Oh, just recently. Just the last 10 years or so. And it's the, okay. Oh, that makes sense. Because I was wondering how you, well, I was wondering, I guess, why suddenly, you know, you would be a movie buff, but it's all those old copies of VHS falling off of ships and in dumps that are getting into the ocean. Anything jump? No, and I didn't. That was no pun intended. Anything jump out of the water at you? Let's just go with it. No, I don't. No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't say flippers racist, but it's, you know, it's a, it was just about a dolphin. No, I don't think it's saying that all dolphins act, but, you know, it was one show anyway. Did you ever see the there's some movie where Don Knotts turns into a fish, and I can't remember much about it. I saw it a long time ago. Oh, you're not a Disney Don Knotts fan, but the sort of the earlier work, you didn't, the TV work, you didn't mind. Okay. I don't think you're alone in that. Now, oh, okay. All right. No, we don't have to talk about this for forever. Where are you 41st parallel 10 degree? Can you just describe it in, I know that's like the nautical, you know, language. So you're down by the, kind of by the Bahamas, that area. Okay. It's a good connection for this, you know. What I mean is that's a long ways away. Oh, not so for, yeah. So people talk, you know, maybe we're 5 feet apart, but you're, I see. You're saying, you know, many, many miles, hundreds of miles, you can talk to each other. Is that right? Well, you don't call it talk. You call it, what? I'm not understanding your word, but it's, I'll just say communicate or can we just, well, just hold it a minute. I don't, you know, this is the first time I've done this too. So just, you know, let's back up a little bit. I want to start off on the right foot, but this is the first time, you know, I have feelings too. And so, this is the first time I've done this, but let's change directions here. Okay. And that, okay. All right. Well, people, you probably know this, but dolphin is not widely spoken in the human world yet, since this is the first time it's, ever happened. But I do say, you know, a lot. And it's just it's a tick. It's like a verbal, it's just a habit. So just a, I'll try not to say that, okay. But how about this? What about your family? Do you have kids? Tell us about, what's life like around the Mr. Wilson household, I guess. Underwater household. Okay. Oh, wow. Seven kids. Oh, 700,000 kids? Well, that must keep you busy. So about 20 years apart in age. And is that Tanisha? Yeah, there's always one kid. Yep. Always one kid who's kind of going to, act out or kind of, and there's always one kid who kind of keeps peace in the house too, don't you think? And you have about 350,000 of each. Mm-hmm. Boy, I wonder what's Christmas like at your house? You don't. Well, it's not people. Not everyone thinks it's mumbo jumbo. But it's just there's no reason to be so, aloof and mocking. I mean, some people believe strongly in it. And it doesn't, okay, fine. Just say everything you want to say. Go ahead. Well, no, yes, it does sound like you want to control this conversation. And I don't know if that's how dolphins talk to each other, but we don't talk that way. We go back and forth with things. Okay, so will you go ahead? All right, I'll turn things over to you. And actually, now I'm realizing there's no reason this shouldn't be a more equitable kind of exchange, cultural exchange, we might call it here. Go ahead. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And Lido? Mm-hmm. And no, I don't, I mean, I don't, I mean, he's good. I just don't, I wouldn't call Boz Scaggs a genius. He's good. I mean, okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. And he is... His... Yeah, I mean, no, you're right. Pollock, his very late work, you know, it got much less abstract, kind of a return to wooden, sort of a, yeah, I, you know, sort of a primitivist looking, what would you, aesthetic, yeah, aesthetic, that's the word I was trying to think of, yeah. You're very well versed in human culture. How have you seen and heard a lot of this stuff? Oh, so again, it's just books and junk posters that have fallen off of boats and things like that. Is this true? I've got one for you. I've heard about this giant island that's formed made out of plastic bottles. Is that, have you? I don't think we understood that you actually actively formed that for your own. Sort of a, okay, sounds like a sort of a Shangri-La or something like that, of that nature. Well, that's interesting. Go ahead. No, go ahead. So when it says dolphin safe tuna, you dolphins actually prefer tuna, the flavor, you're saying, that is not dolphin. Well, that's okay. Well, no, that's a, you know, of course, because what it does to your people, well, not your people, your ick. Ichthyosaurus. What do you call it? What's the word for that again? Your species. Is that, that's the, you know, that is kind of surprising. I will, yeah. That's very surprising. Well, I'm not very good at, I never was good at math. I didn't take, you dropped out of, you didn't drop out, you passed through calculus without, you mean without even really taking it, or, No, I didn't fail out, but I didn't pursue it, let's just say. Well, all right, you know. Why don't you come on? Okay, fine. You know, why don't you come on dry land and say that? Okay? I'm right up here. Come on. You know where to find me. You know the studio. You didn't place a call. You're just taught. You mean. Well, don't you have a microphone? Oh. I guess I thought I understood this, what the technical setup of this whole thing was, but you're just talking straight. Yeah, I guess I see that I'm looking over at the meters here, and they're not doing anything. So, how can you talk so far? Oh, it's just lots of practice. Okay. All right. Well, this has been not what I expected in any way. You threw me a lot of curveballs, Mr. Wilson, and I gotta say, I hope you won't be doing this again. Well, don't you think it's good to have better, you know, back and forth? Oh, it was all forth. You did not. There was no. Well, I mean, you talked for a long stretch in there, didn't you? I felt like you got your. I mean, you do interrupt a lot. I will say that you interrupt a lot. But anyway, if you want to talk again, just dial me up. You know, find some rotary dial phone. Why don't you dig that out of the garbage? If you're so, high and mighty. Find an old rotary dial phone. Call me up. And then let's meet on land and see if you say some of those same things, you know? All right. Fine. Okay. Bye. Well, I don't know. I don't feel like I need to apologize to listeners because I didn't know what I was getting into any more than anyone, because it's, you know, it's the first time this has happened. But to be honest, all that research that went into it, dolphin language communication, underwater microphones, blah, 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 all this technology that went into it, I don't think it was worth it. I thought his Pollock opinions were on track. His Don Knotts observations were, you know, they make sense, I guess, in a kind of a antiquated framework. His Boz Scaggs, his love of Boz Scaggs is just not, you know, that's off the charts. It's excessive. It's just too much. So, you know, how intelligent are they? I don't know. Pretty decent. You know, I've missed a few words myself in this, so I can't blame him. Plus, he was speaking a new language that he'd never spoken before. And he could skip through calculus. And also, he was hundreds of miles away and not using a microphone. But, I mean, aside from that, I thought it was, you know, he was no smarter than I am. So, all right. Well, I don't think we'll be hearing from another dolphin for a while, because it sounds like word is going to spread. Oh, also, could you believe how many kids he had? I don't know how you'd keep all that stuff organized. I should have asked him about their names. You know, then he would have been, oh, blah, 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 I can't remember all their names. Then I would have had the upper hand. But 7,000 kids, I mean, put a sheath on it, for Christ's sake. All right, Wilson, that's enough. Sorry. Suck up.
EBFN Radio is written and produced by Eric Belgum. www.ebfn.org.